Well, here's what you need to know, that we're going to go over the emotional charge of the issue. And so I'm going to be firing a lot of statements and questions at you. All of them have an emotional charge. Some of them may be true, some of them may not, but each of them has that emotional charge. And we're going to be clearing that emotional charge away in a way that, as you said, lifts the layers of unclarity off and allows you to be where you're really at. Yeah, I think that explains it until we do the experience, and then they'll see what it is, right?
Okay, yeah. And I would say let this be experiential, let this be visceral for you guys versus trying to analyze it or figure it out in your left brain. Just see what happens in your body as we move through this exercise.
Yeah, and you know, if you want, close your eyes and you can get the experience. There's a lot of visuals that go with this, and as it's clearing out, you may see pictures that give you insight and so forth. So we're going to identify the issue, and we're going to identify the strongest feelings within that issue. And then I'm going to start making statements and firing them at you. And you're going to say a two-word phrase. You're going to say feeling clear. And that triggers that internal meditation that's going to clear the charge and give you insight and information. We're going to create a scale of 0 to 10 and determine how high on that stress scale you are. Then we're going to work from that number and work our way down until we get to a place of clarity.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah. So we'll all check in with ourselves to see where we're feeling on that scale.
Yeah.
We all see some inputs, some questions, some statements. Some of them will be true. Some of them won't be true, but they'll all have some sort of emotional charge. I'll be the guinea pig. I'll be giving the voice for all of us. But should they say it out loud, or should they say that phrase feeling clear? Should they say it in their minds or out loud?
You can say it in your head. That's absolutely fine. You know, unless you're on the subway and you want to get a seat, then start saying it out loud.
Also, don't be on the subway right now.
No. Stay away from the subway. Any incubator, stay away from it. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the zero that I want to work toward. And then we're going to determine how far from that zero you are. Okay.
Great.
So let's say, for instance, that the zero we're going to work on is being fearless, clear, objective, free of the hysteria and the anxiety about this time, in a way that you relax into it, that you feel safe, guilt-free, anxiety-free, and that we create a new, more optimistic space that you can live in from this. Mm-hmm. How far from that would you be if that's a zero?
Mm-hmm. I think for me right now, I'm at about a 6 or 7, but I feel like the tribe might collectively be at like an 8.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So let's go with that.
Okay.
Let's go with that because we're covering a lot of territory and dealing with a lot of people. All right. Ready?
Ready.
Is it important for me to know that what's happening now is absolutely meant to be?
Feeling clear.
Good. Can I trust that I have the strength to go through this?
Feeling clear.
Why am I afraid of what's going to happen?
Feeling clear.
When am I going to recognize and understand that I'm safe within this?
Feeling clear.
Can I allow myself to be at ease with what I'm doing?
Feeling clear.
Can I allow myself to see through the filter of ease rather than anxiety?
Feeling clear.
What is this fear about?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust myself?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust the outcome?
Feeling clear.
Is there a part of me that's terrified of the unknown and what's going to happen?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize that my mind is filled with pictures and images of scary outcomes?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that my mind is manufacturing outcomes when in fact I don't know any outcome?
Feeling clear.
What would it be like to be in that space of not knowing?
Feeling clear.
Can I find safety in that?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that my mind is trying to find remedies and solutions for this, and that's creating anxiety?
Feeling clear.
What if I don't have to solve anything? I don't have to fix anything. I don't have to do anything.
Feeling clear.
What would it be like if I just show up in the present and deal with what I have to deal with immediately?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust that I have the resources to do so?
Feeling clear.
Isn't there a part of me that anticipates everything that I have to do and is exhausted just thinking about it?
Feeling clear.
Can I let go of all those thoughts and constructs and stay present?
Feeling clear.
What would it be like if I felt real ease and real possibility for this?
Feeling clear.
Isn't this a random and scary time?
Feeling clear.
What if I knew that it isn't random?
Feeling clear.
What if I could actually make this into a powerful and interesting time for me?
Feeling clear.
What would it be like if I knew that this was the opportunity to turn inward in a big way?
Feeling clear.
What if I knew that this is the opportunity to create relationships in a different way?
Feeling clear.
What if I knew that this is actually a process of us reconnecting when we've been so disconnected?
Feeling clear.
What if I could see this as a positive force that's actually going to bring us together?
Feeling clear.
Can I allow myself to feel my inner resources and feel my inner calm?
Feeling clear.
Can I capture a vision wherein this makes sense and it leads us to a better place?
Feeling clear.
Would it be powerful and important for me to have that vision and to live from that positive vision?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize that the landscape is unknown right now, but I can project a vision onto it that makes for a better experience for me?
Feeling clear.
Can I enjoy that projection?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust that I'm going to do everything I need to do and take care of myself along the way?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust that I'm allowed to be optimistic in this time?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that even though that feels verboten, I am allowed to see it positively, to use it positively?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize that I have the strength to make this into a powerful and productive time?
Feeling clear.
Isn't it okay for me to let go of my fears?
Feeling clear.
Isn't there a part of me that feels obligated to be afraid?
Feeling clear.
Isn't that what I've been told?
Feeling clear.
Isn't all of the media telling me to worry, to panic, to take care of myself, to be safe?
Feeling clear.
What if the reality is I am safe?
Feeling clear.
What if the reality is I'm going to be safe?
Feeling clear.
What if I hold that space and look for the positive outcomes that I can create?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize that this is a gift?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize that it's the gift and the possibility of reconnecting in a big way?
Feeling clear.
Okay, that's the first round. Let's have you check in, see what that feels like, see what it did.
So I'm going to check in with myself. I would also encourage everyone watching to check in with yourself. Whatever number you started at, just check in, see where you are now. And can you remind us of what the zero is again? What are we working towards?
Zero is being fearless, guilt-free, anxiety-free in a way that I see this as an opportunity and that I embrace a vision that is positive and empowering for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I was at like an 8 before, I feel like a lot of that really resonated with me. I already feel some emotional charge clearing, some possibilities opening. I would say I feel like a four.
Okay. Cut that baby in half. Let's do some more. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
When am I going to trust that I'm an incredibly resourceful human being?
Mm-hmm. Feeling clear.
Isn't it important for me to see that even though everything feels out of control, it's not?
Feeling clear.
What if I knew that I can't control the circumstances I'm in, but I can absolutely dictate the experience I'm having?
Feeling clear.
What if I allow myself to settle into this experience and enjoy it?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize that this is the opportunity to let go of everything I can't do anything about?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize that I can travel light through this experience and come out of it even better?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust that my peace of mind and clarity is right there underneath the worry and the doubt?
Feeling clear.
Is it a time to remove that worry and doubt?
Feeling clear.
Can I allow myself to feel safe within myself?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust that I'm strong enough to deal with any outcome, any eventuality?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust that this is a time for me to rebuild, for me to recalibrate, for me to make plans and to live into those plans?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize the positive possibilities within this time?
Feeling clear.
Can I take the time to breathe, to relax, to reconnect?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that the spiritual purpose of this journey is about reconnecting in a big way?
Feeling clear.
Can I reconnect with myself?
Feeling clear.
Can I reconnect with the people around me?
Feeling clear.
Can I value the relationships I'm in and allow them to sustain me?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that everything that's unimportant is falling away?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that everything that is important is coming present?
Feeling clear.
Can I look forward to the future with everything, all the changes that this has created?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust that it's filled with possibility and potential?
Feeling clear.
Can I set goals for myself during this time, outcomes that I want to achieve?
Feeling clear.
Can I learn new skills and play in different ways?
Feeling clear.
Can I let go of all the extraneous worries and doubts that I've been carrying?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that this virus is a great clarifier?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that it shows what's important and what isn't?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that 99% of what I've been worrying about is unimportant?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize that it's time for me to value myself, my life, my relationship with me, and my relationship with others?
Feeling clear.
Can I allow myself to take the gift that this is and to reconnect without fear?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust that this is the opportunity to change not only my world, but the world?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize that old constructs are falling and it's the opportunity to envision new possibilities and new constructs?
Feeling clear.
Can I recognize that we have been isolated and now we get to connect?
Feeling clear.
Can I take the opportunity?
Feeling clear.
Can I allow myself to feel empowered and enlivened by this?
Feeling clear.
Can I allow myself to feel safe within this?
Feeling clear.
Can I trust that it's part of the journey, that it's meant to happen, and it's going to bring us to a better place?
Feeling clear.
Can I let go of my apprehensions and fears?
Feeling clear.
Can I let go of the feeling that I don't have control?
Feeling clear.
When am I going to recognize that when I build the intention, I take command?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that if I don't create intentions now, I'm in a rudderless ship?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that when I do create intentions, I'm in my purpose?
Feeling clear.
Can I let go of the fear?
Feeling clear.
Can I let go of the guilt about other people being in worse shape than me?
Feeling clear.
Can I let go of the worry about what's going to happen next?
Feeling clear.
Can I let go of the frustration over feeling helpless within this?
Feeling clear.
Can I see that this absolutely has a purpose, and when I give it a purpose, I'm no longer frustrated?
Feeling clear.
Can I see then it becomes my plan?
Feeling clear.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, I feel like I'm at a zero, like a one or a zero.